Hello, everyone, and happy Earth Day. I had a lot of people reach out to me with very kind words about the episode last week, so thank you so much for your feedback. I always love hearing from you guys because as much as this podcast started out as just a hobby for me and a way to gather my thoughts and emotions together and process them in a way that made sense to me personally at the time, it has gradually become something over the past few years that I really deep down enjoy producing for you guys each week. And as always, please keep holding me accountable to be honest, genuine, and most of all, real with you guys. I think we're finally getting somewhere, and I'm so excited to see where this thing takes us together. So with that being said, and in honor of Earth Day, I did some research last night on the science and the state of the Earth itself, as well as what the heck is going on this floating space ball these days. And I'm excited to report my findings to you guys. So please, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. First off, let's learn about the history of what this whole Earth Day thing is all about. So the Earth's first time having a day named in its honor was on April 22nd, 1970. On that day, it originally began as a uniquely American response to growing environmental pollution from inefficient cars, massive oil spills, and the deteriorating state of the environment at large. Back in 1970, the inaugural Earth Day was actually able to achieve a very rare feat in any political climate in that it was aligned with equal support from both Republicans and Democrats alike, from both rich and poor, from farmers to business leaders across the country. The nationwide bipartisan success of Earth Day in 1970 then quickly led to the creation of the United States Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, and many legislative acts to better preserve America's safety from air or water pollutants and other environmental toxins. If we fast forward 20 years to 1990, the word had been spreading, and Earth Day was now a globally recognized event that mobilized people from 141 different countries to take action in their communities to bring our world's environmental issues to light. Just 10 more years later, in the year 2000, Earth Day had now reached 184 countries and began focusing more on global warming and pushing for cleaner energy. More recently, in 2020, despite the dawn of the COVID-19 pandemic, over 1 billion people worldwide participated in Earth Day actions and events. The world population was 7.82 billion at the time, making Earth Day the largest and most extensive non-religious observance in the world, with 1 in 7.8 people across the globe taking action to preserve the planet. Now, if we begin to look at the scientific state of the Earth at this time, a lot of talk and effort has gone into climate change in recent years. NASA has a statement posted about the scientific consensus on climate change, and on their website, they show a graph that demonstrates that since record-keeping of the Earth's average surface temperature started in 1880, the year 2023 was indeed the hottest year on Earth in history. The past 10 years have been overall the hottest in history as well. I have the article linked in the sources of this podcast if you're interested in seeing the data and the specific rate of change over the past 143 years. NASA then goes on to cite multiple peer-reviewed studies in scientific journals that show that current trends in the warming of the Earth over the past 100 years are extremely likely resultants of human activities and advancements. A 2009 statement on climate change from 18 esteemed scientific associations states that, quote, "Observations throughout the world make it clear that climate change is occurring, and rigorous scientific research demonstrates that greenhouse gases emitted by human activities are the primary driver," end quote. So we know this. Humans are causing the Earth to get warmer. So what? Why does it matter? Could the Earth ever get too hot for us to survive, in effect eliminating our own species by no fault other than our own doing? A new analysis just published last Wednesday on April 17th, 2024, from the University of Washington, provides us with some insight on this. Scientists there studied the climate change of the Earth during the time period of the most recent ice age, called the Last Glacial Maximum, and they found that, quote, "The paleoclimate record includes long periods that were, on average, much warmer or much colder than the current climate, And we know that there were big climate forcings from ice sheets and greenhouse gases during those periods, end quote. So using new statistical modeling techniques that allow paleoclimate records to be assimilated to different computer models of Earth's climate, they were able to forecast both today's and future climates. And as a consequence of their findings, they urge that our current most dire predictions and worst-case scenarios of climate change's disastrous effects that are so often pushed by the media and Earth Day activists to incite change are actually much less likely than we thought. As evidenced by scientific records, the Earth has been both much hotter and much colder than it is today, and humans have survived through much worse. While yes, we should respect the Earth and do our part to be less wasteful as a society in general, even if we don't, it's probably all going to be okay. So don't stress too much about all the climate change talk that's sure to be in the news today. I think we often forget how far we've come. Now, personally, I didn't do too much research outside of what I just told you guys about Earth Day and climate change. I've always been one to just have this blind trust in the timing of life events and worldwide events, and I truly find a deep sense of peace in knowing that with things like the weather and the climate and like all this stuff, it's out of my hands. I don't have to worry about it. Whatever happens was meant to happen the way it happened for whatever reason that it happened that way. And we often don't get to know the underlying reasons behind catastrophes and tragedies and the most awful things in this world. And I don't think we as singular people were meant to bear the weight of even knowing the why all the time. Like, there's always those questions like, if God is good, then why do bad things happen and stuff like that. And not to get all existential or religious or anything, but for context, I was raised in a Christian school, and we learned that Jesus paid the price for our sins, right? And so if Jesus already bore the weight of the suffering and sins of all of humanity, then just let it be done. That's not our weight to carry. The price has already been paid, but we still live in a fallen world, and all we can control are our own actions. Like, we don't know why things happen. We're not meant to. And yes, while human action has been shown to be a cause of the warming of the Earth over the past 100 years, think of how many ice ages and volcanic eruptions and stuff that we've survived to this point. And furthermore, we are now more advanced in the modern day and better equipped to handle these events than we ever have been before. And I guess that's just my two cents on that before I get on to some other tangent. So in terms of some general facts about the Earth, some of the quote-unquote bad things in the world that are, in all factfulness and contrary to media opinion, actually significantly decreasing in the world are as follows. Oil spills, ozone depletion, smoke particles, deaths from disaster, hunger, the amount of lead allowed in gasoline, the price of solar panels, children dying, deaths in battle, smallpox, HIV infections, child labor, and more. And many of the quote-unquote good things in the world that are increasing include the share of people with water from a protected source, protected nature, harvest yields, childhood cancer survival, the amount of species being monitored for the possibility of becoming endangered, the number of scholarly scientific articles per year, adult literacy, electricity coverage, and more. And so overall, I think the biggest thing to think about in terms of the Earth's scientific state and the projected future state of the Earth is the context of whatever you're claiming. Don't take facts about the Earth, the climate, or anything else out of context. Like, weigh all the information you have available to you. And if you find that it's not that much, then just seek out new information and new knowledge. Like, there's nothing wrong with learning. I promise you, the information is out there. You just need to educate yourself. Like, people don't seek unbiased knowledge these days. Like, we just get all our news from the internet, which you can't believe everything you read on the internet. I see two different sides of humans advancing, you know, and one's like going way up with all these technological AI, like all these advancements, and the other side is getting left behind. Like, there's a lot of people that are just going the opposite direction and really suffering, and they're not keeping track with the rest of them. Sorry, I'm getting on a tangent. Okay, so that was a little bit about the Earth and Earth Day, but what the heck is going on around here, guys? Like, have you seen or read the news lately? I personally and intentionally don't give much weight or attention to it these days. And so because I'm pretty uninformed, I thought it would be good if I referred us all to two podcasts that I used to listen to back in the day when I was actually being informed and stuff. So one is called Up First by NPR, and the other is called The Daily by The New York Times. And they generally give you daily news about what's going on in both America and the world at large. And they do a better job at news reporting than I ever could right now. The news and the media is just so negative, and I found that for me personally, it wasn't healthy for me with where I was mentally at the time to be ingesting that material every morning. And furthermore, just simply having access to worldwide news like this is a very uniquely modern double-edged sword in itself. Like, one of my favorite quotes from the book Factfulness was from the chapter on the negativity instinct. And so on page 67, Rosling says that, quote, "When in the past, whole species or ecosystems were destroyed, no one realized or even cared. Alongside all other improvements, our surveillance of suffering has improved tremendously. And this improved reporting is itself a sign of human progress, but it creates this impression or illusion of the exact opposite," end quote. So long story short, the earth is full of bad news. Innocent people are killed and murdered daily. Human trafficking is running rampant. Genocide is happening in many countries, not just the ones the algorithm pushes to your phone screen and consequently to the forefront of your mind these days. There is so much going on right now that people aren't talking about. This is truly one of the craziest time periods in history, in many different senses of that phrase, and I believe that. But despite all the bad, there's also a lot of good going on in the world. Neuralink brain implants are making unprecedented improvements in the quality of life for people with paraplegia and people who were born blind. In terms of more Earth Day-related topics, deforestation in the Amazon decreased in half last year, which is great news for the Earth's climate as a whole. Wind energy just surpassed energy from gas for electricity generation in the European Union last year. In 2022, college students in the Netherlands designed a car that actually removes CO2 from the atmosphere while you drive it. But things like this don't make front page news anymore. The media shows you what it wants you to believe, what it wants you to know. So don't just be society's sponge like the rest of them, absorbing whatever twisted view on things they throw at you through your phone or your TV or wherever you get your information from these days. From today forward, I urge you to seek out your own truth and form your own beliefs. And if you don't know where to start on finding unbiased news sources and otherwise real and honest facts, please reach out to me. I'd love to help point you in the right direction. That's what I'm here for. And like I discussed on the first episode of this season after watching The Social Dilemma, there's a reason why, in general, humans are much more depressed and we have all these mental health problems now. We weren't designed to live like this. We have never lived with technology and all the good and bad and ugly that come with it like this in the history of our existence. And once another 7,500 years passes, generations will come and go, and humanity will forget where we came from entirely because kids are basically born with iPads now. And that's new. And I hope I live a long time to watch this all go down because I've got my popcorn popped already, if you know what I'm saying. So long story short, go listen to NPR or the New York Times or some other podcast this week if you really want the earthly news, because that's what I'll be doing right after I publish this episode. I feel very mentally well and whole and healed now. And I know that all the negativity and death and injustice that just permeates the news won't get to me today in the way that it used to. But if you're still susceptible to being an unfiltered sponge, know yourself and heal yourself first. That's okay. It's a crazy world out there. And last but not least, our fun fact of the week this week is that every year Earth Day has a different theme. This year's theme for 2024 is Planet versus Plastics, in order to raise awareness and advocacy around reducing the production of plastics by 60% by the year 2040. So happy Earth Day, everyone. I'm linking the official Earth Day Action Toolkit to the top of the description of this podcast if you're interested in learning how you can take action, attend an event, join a community cleanup, or just get a lot of really good ideas in general of what to do today, whether you're a teacher, a content creator, a business, or a homeowner, or just a person who wants to get involved. And with that, we'll see you next Monday.